Hey everyone, this is Chris here. I'm going to be doing a demo of Bop It Ultimate. This is another light tech interactive game. I did a demo of this before, but it didn't turn out the way I would have wanted it to turn out, and it wasn't very long or detailed. So I'm going to redo this. This is essentially a Bop It style game, where the objective is, of course, if you know about the Bop It toys, you know what the objective is. The objective is to, you're given the pattern and you have to press the commands as they are given to you, or else you lose. This version of it adds a couple of other things to it. There's an online mode, but I won't be able to show you the online mode because I think as of one of the Windows 10 updates, it broke, so it doesn't really work anymore. But the basic idea is you connect to someone else over the internet, and yes, you have to open up a port, so it's not the greatest implementation, but the idea is you connect to someone over the internet and you play the game in a pass-it mode where you take turns doing the various commands. So that's essentially how that worked. It's a shame that it doesn't work anymore, because this is probably the only actually good Bop It game that we have in audio for Windows, at least. So it's a shame that doesn't seem to work anymore, but there's that mode, there's the regular Bop mode, and then there's a mode called Trick Bop, which is intended to trick you by playing the sounds from different locations, which I will get into what that means. When you download this game, it might not run right away. I've found that you have to run the configuration program at first as an admin, and then also the game as admin for some reason. And then once you do that, it should launch normally, but if it doesn't, just run the game as admin and it should work for you. Just like all the other light tech games, there's a configuration program. It wants your name in the first box, so your first name in the first box, last name in the next box, your email address, and then a drop-down list for your country. So once you fill those out and hit save, then the game should actually run. So without any further ado, let's actually load the game up and I'll get to showing you
start window
how this works. So I'm just going to type in Bop.
Play blank block app. Press play Bop. Play Bop It Ultimate.
Blank block is another one that I'm going to demo, because it's pretty darn cool, but let's load Bop It Ultimate.
Bop It Ultimate.
So there's the little intro, and then you're put into the game itself. Now, before we get started, let's go over a few key commands. X will check your speakers, so let's hit X.
Push it, spin it, twist it, bop it, pull it, flip it.
So it's playing all those commands from the stereo field in the positions where they're actually meant to be. So as you heard, there are six different commands. Bop it, push it, pull it, twist it, flip it, and spin it, which correspond to different keys on the keyboard. Bop it is the space bar, push it is F5, spin it is enter, flip it is tab, pull it is either left control or left shift, and twist it is either right control or right shift. The reason I say either is because by default, the game is in desktop mode, which uses your left and right control keys. If you don't have a right control key, you can toggle it to laptop mode by pressing K.
Desktop.
Which I had it on laptop mode.
Laptop.
So desktop mode uses the control keys, laptop mode uses left and right shift.
Desktop. Laptop.
And as you can tell, it is using the default text-to-speech voice on your system, which in my case right now is set to Microsoft David. So that's essentially how the game works. Now, there's a few other things that you can do here. If you hit V,
version 1.1.
This tells you the version, so we're running version 1.1. If I hit pull it,
Voxbop.
This toggles between
Beatbop.
Beatbop and Voxbop. Beatbop plays the sounds that you have to follow, and Vox actually tells you what to do. So I'll demo both of these. If I hit twist it,
bop it.
This toggles between the different voices. So you've got a male voice, a female voice, and both of them talking.
Bop it! Bop it!
Bop it!
Me personally, I like this one, but I have a preference towards the female voice anyway. So, yeah. Let's just to show you how this works, though.
Bop it!
Sticky keys. Yes button.
And I hit shift too many times.
No button.
Complaining about sticky keys. I'm going to hit no.
Pressed. Bop it ultimate.
So, yeah. So now it's set to... Let's see. Where are we at?
Fox bop. Beat bop.
Yeah. We'll show you beat bop first. If I hit tab...
High score! Zero!
Just tells you the high score for each mode. Bop it. Or the space bar will actually begin the game. And F5 or push it will give you different modes. So currently we are on bop.
Trick bop!
Trick bop, as I said, plays the sounds in the wrong positions, trying to trick you. But I don't think it's very much of a trick, because if you pay attention to the actual sounds, not where they're coming from, it doesn't really trick you. That might have something to do with the bonus round. I'm not sure. But I'll get to that in just a second. And then if I hit F5 again...
One-on-one!
We have one-on-one. Now, if I remember this rightly... Let me
Audacity,
alt-tab.
Bop it alt, Audacity, bop it alt, bop it ultimate.
Okay, it's not even going to bring up the alert. So, this used to be how you played multiplayer. You would toggle to one-on-one and either wait for someone to connect to you or hit the space bar.
Please enter the host or IP address of a server.
So, at this point, if you wanted to connect to someone, you could type in the IP address and then hit enter, and assuming the ports were open on their end, that you would be able to connect. The problem is this mode doesn't really work reliably anymore, so I wouldn't even try to use it. I'm going to hit escape.
Cancel.
Also, in that screen, you can hit the up and down arrow keys to go through your list of IP addresses, but again, since the feature's pretty much broken, I'm not going to bother, because it's just not worth it. Alright, well, let's show you how this game actually works. So I'm going to go back to
bop!
Bop mode, and hit the space bar. Now let's push it.
Jeez! High score! One!
That might have been spin it. Let me try this again. Yeah, so it was enter, tab, or flip it, push it, twist it, spin it.
Oh boy. High score! Five!
So that's pretty much how that works. I don't like that mode personally, but it's cool that you have the option. I'm going to change it back to...
Vox Bop!
To Vox, or I think it's saying Vox. And I guess what we will do is I'll try to play this game, and you'll get to hear what it sounds like, and we'll see how far I can get. I'm going to turn off the microphone, because I'm not really going to be able to talk too much, because this game goes very quickly, and if you don't do it very quickly, you will lose. So I'll be back once we get to a place where we can stop. That was pretty bad. Let's try that again.
Spin it! Spin it! Pull it!
Flip it!
Spin it!
Pull it! Spin it!
Flip it! Twist it! To continue.
Whew, okay, I need to take a break. So, at every 100 points, the game will pause and give you the opportunity to take a break and wait for you to bop it to continue, which gives me a chance to calm down because that was going very fast, and that will go even faster as we progress. At this point, you could either hit the space bar to continue, or hit push it, which will take you to the bonus round. Now, the bonus round, I'm not too sure on how this works, and I'm not very good at it. But I think the idea is you have a ball that's moving around, and from whatever side you hear it coming, you have to hit it from the opposite. So if you're paying attention, you'll notice that all the actions are opposite each other. Bop It is across from Push It. Pull It is directly opposite of Twist It. And Spin It is opposite of Flip It. So I think what you have to do is when you hear the position that it's coming from, you have to hit the opposite key. Now, I'm not very good at this, so we're going to give it a try. The problem is, once you do this, you have to react very quickly. And if you lose, the game will continue. I think this game has 500 something odd actions in it, and I don't know if I'll be able to get through them all, but I'm going to keep playing until I stop, or until I either win, or I don't react fast enough, or I hit the wrong key, just so that you can listen to what it sounds like, because there are, I think there's 32 levels, and each level has its own beat, and I think each level has 16 actions in it. So, having said that, and I think I've given myself enough of a break that I should be able to jump back into this and not go crazy, let's find out how far I can make it. So I'm going to try to do this bonus round here, and then we'll see about playing the actual game. I'm going to mute myself again just because this might be kind of chaotic, but let's see what I can do. So, wait, what the heck? Apparently I lost.
Bop It to continue.
Okay, and actually I was wrong about not being able to, or I was wrong about immediately beginning the next round, so I guess it puts you back at this prompt, and if you push it again, it doesn't do anything. So apparently I didn't hit the ball in the right position or something. I don't really like that game. I think it gives you more points, but it's not really necessary. But that's essentially how it works. So let's continue and see how far I get. So if I do come across any more of these bonus rounds, I'm going to skip them because I'm not very good at it. So here we go.
Push it. Break. Twist it.
Not bad. High score. 101.
That was pretty bad. I hit enter instead of shift. You know what? No, I think that gives you
Audacity.
That gives you a pretty good idea of how the game works. I really wish I hadn't messed up like that. That is really stupid. But yeah, that's essentially what the game is like. And I mean, it's still a good game. I just wish the online mode worked. But that seems to have broken. But anyway, that's going to do it for me. I hope you guys have enjoyed. Obviously, as always, you can leave your comments, and I will put a link to this in the video description. You guys take care and have fun.